Hey, what is going on, everyone? Welcome to the Ric Flair Last Match Fightful Select pre-show. My name is Rob. On the right, that is Caden. How you doing, Caden?
I'm doing pretty good. There's been a lot of wrestling this weekend that I have not had time to watch, but I am ready to sit down today and tomorrow and just start kind of binge watching all this great wrestling.
Yeah, it's... So you have not been able to watch SummerSlam then? Or
I am on the Logan Paul Miz match. I just got to the start of that.
Okay, cool. So we'll just go ahead and start off with that. What did you think of the first match, Bianca and Becky, and the surprise that we saw in the first match?
I thought the match was phenomenal. And then even the ending, like I knew the ending because I had seen it on Twitter and I had it on. So yesterday, my grandma got married. So during the reception was when SummerSlam was happening. So I have it on my phone while I'm talking with my family. And so I'm peeking over and I peek over and I see Bayley. Then I look back and I see Dakota Kai. And then I look back and I see Io Sky. And I'm just like flipping out around my family. I'm screaming. And my little cousin is looking at me extremely worried about my mental health in this moment. But I loved it. I really liked the match. I know a lot of people pointed out the knee pad issue with Becky, which I definitely saw it slid down. But I thought they had a really good match. I like seeing Becky pull out these new moves. And I could watch them two wrestle a best out of seven and not complain.
And the one thing I do like is it looks like we're finally getting that Becky Lynch face turn that a lot of people have been wanting.
I think that's what that was last night. It was definitely a face turn.
Yeah. So we are, like I said, talking about the Ric Flair's last match event pre-show. We're just doing a pre-show. We're talking about the matches. We'll do our predictions and just talk a little bit. This show will likely not go 30 minutes, I'm guessing. Tonight it takes place at 7 o'clock, according to Fight TV, at the Nashville Municipal Auditorium in Nashville, Tennessee, on Fight TV. We'll start at the lower part of the card. The first match that we have listed on Fightful is the Four Corners match, which is Jonathan Gresham, Nick Wayne, Tuxedo, and Allen Angels. Holy crap! This is a match I'm looking forward to, like one of the most. This match I'm looking forward to the most, one of them, if not the. I know on Friday's show, Coexisting, that I host, I went with Nick Wayne. I'm sticking with that. I have a feeling it's either going to be him or Gresham, but I'm going to go with Nick Wayne. I want to see what he can do.
I'm going to go with Gresham here just because with him losing the ROH World Championship last week, I think this is something that he should win. I really think it could be any of the four people, to be perfectly honest. I think you can make a case for anybody. Takeshita is going into Battle of the Belts to have an ROH World title match. So it makes sense for him. Allen Angels just hit the indie scene. He's a big name right now. That's another one who makes sense. And then your pick, Nick Wayne, one of the hottest guys on independent wrestling. And so I think any of these four guys, you can make a very good argument about why they should win or why they could be the ones chosen to win. I just think I think Gresham edges them out just a tiny bit.
Yeah, and I always say Tuxedo, and some people say Tuxedo, some people say Takeshita. It doesn't matter to me anymore. It doesn't matter. And the reason I say that is because I've heard it both. And I guess... the way you said it, Takeshita is the one I've heard the most lately, so that must be the right way, and I just got to learn to say it that way.
It's similar with Yamashita.
Yeah,
it's just, the same type of.
That's what it was. Like I heard it the first way, like a couple of times, and then after that, it just stuck with me. And then probably around right before we went to AEW, I started hearing Takeshita, and I'm like, okay, maybe it's just this guy. And then all of a sudden, Tony Schiavone and Excalibur. And it's like, okay, well, something, either I was wrong or, well, I wasn't wrong, but now I'm wrong. So because I keep doing it. But anyways, the Bunkhouse Battle Royal. Not everybody's been announced for this match, but here's a few people that have been announced. Bully Ray, James Storm, Commander, Crimson, Sin Bodhi, Big Damo, Crowbar, Ricky Shane Page, Brian Myers, and there will be more. It's hard to say because, like I said, not everybody's been announced. So I don't, we can't really predict this because we don't know who's going to be in it. So if I had to pick one person out of this, I would say, even then, I don't know who I'd pick. I pardon me, wants to say Ricky Shane Page, but I think Damo would probably be a good choice. But I could see James Storm winning. I could see Bully Ray winning. But there's still people that have not been announced, and there might have been more people announced so far. I'm just going based off what we have. So, do you know if anybody else has been announced for this? Because I haven't heard.
I'm going to do a quick little check just to see. But while I do that, I do think it's probably somebody that was not announced or isn't going to be announced going in. They'll definitely do some sort of surprise. And yeah, I don't see anybody else.
Yeah.
Based off of the last thing I saw, I'm assuming they're adding more. Yeah, because the last tweet I can find from it says, who else might we see enter the match? Yeah. And representation from Impact, AAA, NWA, Progress, Black Label Pro, FSW. So I think it will probably, I think it could be somebody from Impact. I think a good, I don't think he's on the card, just checking. I think a good option is Speedball Mike Bailey. I think he could be somebody.
I know he's in Nashville, so that'd be a good choice. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he wrestled on the GCW show the other night. And so I think that he's a very good option to put in and give him the win.
I know, I don't know if Moxley left last night or if he left today, but I know he was in town. So we'll see. He'd be like a huge shock surprise. That'd be kind of cool.
Yeah.
Too. Let's go ahead and move on to the next one. Ricky and Kerry Morton, who will be with Robert Gibson, taking on Brian Pillman Jr. and Brock Anderson. I think this is Ricky and Kerry. This is their show. I can't go against those guys for a Jim Crockett production show. that's my choice.
So I'm just to go back to the bunkhouse real quickly. I forgot that at GCW on Friday night, they had Nick Gage cut a promo on Conrad and said GCW would be invading. I think they're going to have a lot of people from GCW. So I'm going to actually say Nick Gage is who I'm going to have win it just because of the way they did that promo. It kind of seemed like that. But yeah, I'm going to go the same thing as you. I think this is Ricky and Kerry's match to win here.
Okay. That sounds good. Let's go with the go next to Briscoes versus the Von Erichs. I think this one's. It's going to be a good match, but I'm going with the Briscoes. Briscoes just had a hell of a match, obviously, with FTR last weekend. There's no way they're going to let the Von Erichs just go over them. If Tony Khan had anything to say with this, so the Briscoes is going to win this one. There's really, I have no doubt about this. This is, I think, the easiest match to predict of the night, other than probably Josh Alexander. That's my choice.
I agree. I got Briscoes going over the Von Erichs here. I think this is probably, besides the Impact World title match, this is the easiest one for me to pick just because it's the Briscoes. Most matches they're in, unless they're against like an FTR, you don't really pick them to lose.
Yeah. Four-way match between Laredo Kid, Bandido, Rey Fenix, and Taurus. Is that it?
Yeah.
Taurus. Every time. I'm going Rey Fenix. I think the other day I went with Bandido, but I'm going Rey Fenix now. I just have a feeling.
Yeah, I'll go with Rey Fenix too. Same thing. I don't know why. Just kind of that feeling of, I think it will be either Fenix or Bandido, but I'm going to say Fenix edges him out just a tiny bit there.
Okay. Rin Narita versus, oh yeah, Rin Narita. We had Clark Connors, but it changed to
Yuya Yamura.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, that's who it changed to. So, I'm going Rin Narita. That's who I had that's who I changed my pick to the other day, because I was having a hard time choosing between him and Clark Connors. So the fact that they changed it, I think they're going Rin Narita now. So I'm going with Rin Narita. But I could see it going both ways again here.
I'm going to go with Yuya Yamura. I think it might be my bias because I'm a big fan of his, but I think that they were going to have Clark Connors go over Rin Narita. Yeah. And so they're just going, they picked somebody who could also go over Rin Narita, just so it doesn't really, the plans don't change a lot and yeah, Narita still loses here. Yep. So that's my line of thinking there.
That makes perfect sense. I the problem is like, you're a fan of his, and I've been a fan of Rin Narita, so that's exactly why I'm going with Rin Narita. I've been a fan of his for a while now. Killer Kross versus Davey Boy Smith Jr. The first time I believe these two met were at GCW Josh Barnett's Bloodsport last year. They had a hell of a match. Or maybe the year before. Or whatever year it was. I think it was this past year, like after... in Dallas, wasn't it? I believe
it might have been. I was, because yeah, I was at that show, and I'm trying to remember.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyways, I'm going Killer Kross. Killer Kross is going to get this victory. This is actually a wrestling match, so this will not be like Bloodsport. Mm-hmm. So, Killer Kross is going to get this victory. Davey Boy Smith will not win.
Yeah, I agree. I got Killer Kross winning this match here. It's not very close for me.
Oh, same here. The Impact Knockouts Championship. We have a three-way match with Rachel Ellering challenge and Deonna Purrazzo challenging Jordynne Grace for her Knockouts Championship. I don't see Jordynne Grace losing this title on a non-Impact show. So I'm going Jordynne Grace.
Mm-hmm. I'm going Jordynne Grace, and it's going to be Rachel Ellering who will either take the pin or be submitted here, and that way they can set up a rematch on an Impact show with Jordynne Grace versus Deonna Purrazzo.
Yeah. Yep. I think that's the best way to go. The Wolves, Davey Richards and Eddie Edwards versus the Motor City Machine Guns. Motor City Machine Guns all day. Alex Shelley and Chris Sabin, they're going to get this. Yeah, this is no question for me. I don't see how you could not. I don't see how those two could lose. That's just the easiest way to put it.
I agree. Yeah, I don't. You'd never bet against the Motor City Machine Guns, yeah, in my opinion. Don't ever bet against them. I got them winning against the Wolves. This is going to be a really good match. I'm more looking forward to this than the Briscoes and Von Erichs match, just because I'm a Motor City Machine Gun mark. And I love them, yeah. So I'm really excited for this, but I think, Motor City Machine Guns will win.
Yep. You have the Impact World title, Josh Alexander taking on Jacob Fatu. Same thing, Impact's not going to let this title be taken away from Josh Alexander on a non-Impact show. So Alexander's going to win this match, or he's going to at least keep his title. That's the easiest way to say it. I could see this is somewhere I could maybe see disqualification to an extent. But Josh Alexander is going to keep that title. That's the biggest way to look at it.
I agree. Yeah, I've got Alexander winning here. Not a doubt in my mind about Alexander winning.
And I think maybe the way they'll do this, maybe MLW wants to protect one of their guys. Like, they don't want both their guys losing. I think the best way to protect Jacob Fatu is maybe have somebody cause a disqualification. And that way he's protected if that's something they want to go with. And the main event, Ric Flair and Andrade challenging or taking on Jeff Jarrett and Jay Lethal. The WWE's Jeff Jarrett and AEW's Jay Lethal. Wow. I'm kidding. Well, technically I'm not, but Ric Flair's going on top, man. Most time you lose, you go on your back. But this time, this is a special show. Ric Flair is going, he's going to go out on a good note. He's probably going to have that crimson mask tonight. He's already talked about it. I think his way of passing the torch to his son-in-law is going to let Andrade actually get the pin. I mean, that's the way I see it going down, but of course I could be wrong. But Ric Flair and Andrade are going to get this victory.
I've got same thing. I got Ric Flair and Andrade, but I'm going to say that Ric Flair puts Jay Lethal into the figure four and Lethal taps out. Like, you've seen Ric Flair and Lethal training a ton in Florida, so I think that they've probably gone over this finish a million times. So I think that's the one that makes the most sense, is all this training we've been seeing, they've been training the whole time to get to this exact finish, and they've just been rehearsing it for months.
Yeah. Basically, so I think, what is the match you're looking forward to the most?
Oh, it's that Four Corners match, without a doubt.
Okay. Okay, so that's probably the one I'm looking forward to the most. So I'll ask you, I think we agree on the second one. Well, what's your second one? Because mine's actually Josh Alexander and Jacob Fatu. Because I like Jacob Fatu and I absolutely love Josh Alexander. So that one I'm anxious to watch knowing that he's not going to lose that title, it's a little bit different to me. But I'm still anxious to watch those two guys in a match together. So that's probably the second one. And then followed by that, I am actually intrigued by the Flair match because it's interesting. I'll say that. I know a lot of people are not interested in it because of Ric Flair, but I am kind of curious about it. So I would say that's my order. The thing is I'm always a Motor City Machine Guns guy too. So I'm actually a big fan of this card. So, when I first heard about this event taking place, I was like, there's no way in hell I'm going to watch a show. And granted, they only said like one match, you know, like we knew Ric Flair was going to be involved. But other than that, I'm like, no way in hell I'm going to watch this, but they got me. Conrad did it, or whoever booked this card did it. So good job on them. But what other matches are you looking forward to the most?
I would say my second most looking forward to is the Impact Knockouts Championship match. I love Jordynne Grace. She's from Austin. I'm from Austin. I love her. And I really like Deonna Purrazzo, and I think Rachel Ellering's gotten pretty good over the last few years. So I think that could be really good, especially being a triple threat and just that nonstop action. The other one is the Bunkhouse Battle Royal. I am a sucker for a good Battle Royal, especially when you have a lot of people that have probably not been announced for it. So I'm very interested to see what they do. If that's where they decide to do the GCW invasion, which is where I think it's going to happen, is in that match. So I'm very intrigued to see where they can go. And like, if we get a spot with Nick Gage and Bully Ray, my life's complete.
Yeah. Lastly, and we might have talked about this earlier, what match steals the show in your opinion?
The Four Corners match is going to steal the show. Yeah.
Okay. I agree with that too. So the last question I have for you, do we see Charlotte Flair sitting in the stands tonight?
I'm going to go a step further. Charlotte Flair will walk him down the ring, down the aisle to the ring. I think that with WWE letting Jeff Jarrett be in this match, because he is under WWE contract, as far as I know. Mm-hmm. So with them letting him do that, this is Charlotte. Charlotte got Andrade released. She has a lot of pull in that company and had it with Vince, and it has a lot with Triple H as well. So I think that they gave her permission. I don't think she'll use the name Charlotte. I think she'll go by Ashley and use her
that could be shoot name. I'm willing to bet that will happen. I don't think there's any way in hell they'll let her come out with Andrade.
No, I think she'll come out with Rick, and I think Andrade will be in the ring already when Rick comes out.
If that happened, otherwise she'll be they'll show her in the ring. Other than that, I don't think you'll see anybody else like in affiliated with WWE unless it's like WWE Hall of Famer type things, and that's obvious. But but yeah, other than that, I mean, I gotta say I'm actually anxious to look at forward to the show. Starcast has been an interesting weekend, especially interesting for Fightful now. But guys, I want to appreciate everybody for watching this show. It was a short show, about 20 minutes, a little over 20 minutes. There's really not too much to talk about because there's really none of these are really big feuds. It's just kind of like not really dream matches, but they're matches you want to see type thing. So I just want to say thank you for tuning in. And I want to say thank you for being a Fightful Select member. Because of you being a Fightful Select member, that allows us to do awesome things like this, do pre-shows, do predictions, and just have a good old time. So with that in mind, I want to say thank you. Caden, where can everyone find you?
You guys can find me at Caden, K-A-D-E-N underscore F-T-W on Twitter. And then you can find me on FMC on Fightful Overbooked every single Monday. So tomorrow I'll be on there giving a review of the two Broadway shows I watched in New York City last weekend. So go check that out.
Oh, nice. What shows did you see?
I saw Beetlejuice and I saw Mr. Saturday Night with Billy Crystal.
Oh, cool. Awesome. Well, my name is Rob Wilkins, and you can follow me at Rob Wilkins. Otherwise, on Fridays, I co-host Coexisting with Rob and Maggie. We are on at 3 o'clock every Friday. And then over on Fightful Select, we move over for Coexisting After Dark. About 4:35, we interview somebody in the wrestling media one way or another. Right now it's wrestling media or wrestling collectibles, just somebody that has something to do with wrestling. And we only ask about one or two questions about wrestling. And then we ask like kind of about you questions. Like, what about this person? We kind of want to know, we want people to know about them. Like, what are they? What do they do? What do they like? So it's a fun show. And I definitely recommend anybody check it out, especially if you have Fightful Select. So with that in mind, I always like to end a show with this because it's very important.
Sacrifice! 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 Sacrifice!
See you later, guys. Thank you. Peace out.